Welcome to Blackter. Join me as I examine the best of Black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blackter. I am your host, Gabe Moses. Last episode, I had an interview with up-and-coming star Phoenix Best. At the end of that episode, you may remember hearing this.
Hey, Miss Natalie!
That was an interview clip with Natalie Cole, the daughter of the subject of today's episode, Nat King Cole. As a singer and jazz pianist, Nat King Cole was a trailblazer in the music industry. Although he lived a short life, his career was full of success that stretched beyond his music. Throughout the episode, I'll be touching on Cole's early stardom and rise to fame, his trials and struggles with racism in the music industry, and his major contribution to network television. Get ready for an unforgettable episode with the very thought of Nat King Cole. So, let's start at the beginning, and let's get into it. Nathaniel Adams Coles was born on March 17th, 1919 in Montgomery, Alabama, to Edward and Perlina Coles. He was the second child with three brothers and a half-sister. For most of his life, Cole thought he was 2 years older than he actually was, believing he was born in 1917 instead 1919. It wasn't until he was well in his 30s when he saw his birth certificate while applying for a passport and he finally knew his correct birth date. When Cole was 4 years old, his family moved from Alabama to Chicago, Illinois. His household was full of music and musicians. His father, Edward, became a minister at a Baptist church, while his mother, Perlina, played the organ and led the choir. Cole would be taught by his mother how to play the organ at just 4 years old. He performed for the first time in front of an audience with the song Yes, We Have Bananas by Frank Silver and Irving Cohen. Jazz pianist Earl Hines became one of Cole's biggest influences as he grew up. By the young age of 12, he began taking more music lessons in classical piano, jazz, and gospel. Cole went on to attend Wendell Phillips Academy High School, where Sam Cooke also attended the school just a few years later. He attended Walter Dietz Music Program at DuSable High School. Throughout his teenage years, he began to sneak out of the house to visit nightclubs, where he would sit outside and listen to the best of the best musicians. When he was 15 years old, Cole dropped out of high school to pursue a music career. He formed a group with his brother Eddie, who was a bassist, and recorded two songs for Decca Records in 1936. Their band name was titled Eddie Cole's Swingsters. Cole was then able to perform in a revival of the musical revue Shuffle Along. He went on to tour with the musical and met Nadine Robinson, who was a member of the cast. In 1937, Cole was only 18 years old when the two got married. After the show, Cole and Nadine settled in Los Angeles while he began looking for more work. First, he was the leader of a big band and then found work playing piano at nightclubs. One of the club owners asked Cole to form a band. So he hired bassist Wesley Prince and guitarist Oscar Moore. Their band was called the King Cole Swingsters, named after the nursery rhyme in which old King Cole was a merry old soul. However, they changed their name to the King Cole Trio before recording for small labels. His first major hit song was Sweet Lorraine in 1940. His career as a solo vocalist began when a drunken bar patron screamed for Cole to sing the song his band was playing. Cole didn't see anything wrong with it, so he agreed. But instead of singing the song they were playing, He sang Sweet Lorraine. Those listening fell in love with his voice and kept asking for more.
I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
By 1941, Cole's band recorded That Ain't Right for Decca Records, and in 1942, All For You for Excelsior Records. In 1943, Cole appeared in his first film along with his trio band, movies Here Comes Elmer and Pistol Packin' Mama. The trio would appear in several more films in 1944. That year, Cole was in his first jazz at the Philharmonic Concerts. Their debut album came out in March of 1944 and featured all of their early hits. They would release three more volumes under the Capitol Records label. In 1946, the trio would broadcast King Cole Trio Time, a 15-minute radio program. This was the first ever radio program to be sponsored by a black musician. Throughout the late 40s, Cole's band recorded radio transcripts for Capitol Records Transcription Service. They also performed on many radio programs, such as Old Goal, Kraft Music Hall, and the Orson Welles Almanac. Cole also recorded some of his most famous hits in the late 40s, including the holiday classic, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Cole and Nadine got a divorce in 1948. On March 28th, just 6 days later after his divorce became final, Cole married singer Maria Hawkins. They would remain married until his death, having 5 children, including an adopted son. Cole would continue to appear in movie musicals including Breakfast in Hollywood, Killer Diller, and Make Believe Ballroom. His style of music began to evolve with the times, as there was more of a pop genre coming through his music by incorporating a string orchestra in his tracks. After the break, I'll be talking about the rise of Cole's music and his career into the 50s, as well as his history-making role in television. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode.
So here, Nat King Cole.
Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
Nat King Cole made his first television appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1950. He would make recurring appearances in 14 different episodes. His hits, Frosty the Snowman and Mona Lisa, were at the top of the charts and even hit number one for the whole year. His song Too Young also hit number one in 1951. In the early 50s, Cole would continue to perform in films and also dip more into television. He was featured as a performer on Texaco Star Theater, a comedy variety show. Cole began performing with artists of the time, such as Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and Frank Sinatra. Nelson Riddle, a famous music arranger, worked with Cole on many of his top hits. Nature Boy and Unforgettable were just two of the many hits that were stealing audiences' hearts. Riddle also helped Cole release his first 10-inch LP of Nat King Cole Sings for Two in Love in 1953. However, by the mid-50s, Cole found himself in the midst of racial injustices in the country. He experienced racism up front while touring in the South. In 1956, Cole was attacked by white supremacists during a performance in Alabama that included both white and black audience members. He lost fans from the African American community after not standing up for racial integration during the show. Cole had a decision to make. He decided that he did not want to be an activist, but remain a performer for not only his people, but all people. On November 5th, 1956, the Nat King Cole Show debuted on NBC. Cole would make history as the first African-American man to host a variety program on network television. The show ran for 15 minutes an episode until it was pushed to 30 minutes in July of 1957. The show had a regional sponsor for over a year, but could never find a national sponsor. After struggling financially with some help from NBC, Cole decided to end the program. The last episode aired on December 17th of 1957.
In the evenings, may I come and sing to you all the songs that I would like to bring to you.
The Nat King Cole Show from the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas with special guest Tony Bennett and the Beachcombers with Natalie.
Throughout the 1950s, Cole went on to record hits that sold millions worldwide. More of his top charting songs include Smile, Pretend, A Blossom Fell, and If I May. His album, Love is the Thing, went to number one in April of 1957 and still remains his only number one album. Cole would play W.C. Handy in the film St. Louis Blues in 1958. Also in 1958, Cole went to Havana, Cuba to record Cole Español, an album sung entirely in Spanish. The album was well received in Latin America and the U.S., so much so that Cole decided to release two more Spanish language albums, including A Mis Amigos, which came out in 1959.
Mira que es fantástico lo que te voy a contar. Anoche fui a bailar, mas no pude bailar, pues me ocurrió algo simpático. Yo quería merenguear mi chiquita cha cha cha, entonces se enojó y solo me dejó en el salón. Ay, que fantástico.
That same year, Nat King Cole received his first Grammy Award for Best Performance by a Top 40 Artist for his song, Midnight Flyer. After his genre change, Cole's famous ballads became less appealing to his young and hip fans. Although he found success at his attempts at rock and roll, he saw the pop charts being dominated by the younger artists of his time. In 1960, Nelson Riddle left Capitol Records to join Reprise Records, which was established by Frank Sinatra. Riddle and Cole recorded one more album called Wild Is Love. During the early 60s, Cole recorded more hit singles, including Let There Be Love, Ramblin' Rose, That Sunday That Summer, and Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. In 1962, he released four solo albums, including his second album entirely in Spanish, More Cole Español. He continued to perform in short films, sitcoms, and television shows. In January of 1964, Cole made one of his final television appearances on the Jack Benny program. He was introduced as the best friend a song ever had, and sang When I Fall in Love. In September of 1964, Cole started to lose weight and experience back problems. He collapsed after performing at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. 3 months later, he was working in San Francisco, still feeling those pains, when a few friends encouraged him to seek medical attention. He had grown a tumor on his left lung and was diagnosed with lung cancer. Cole was a heavy smoker for the majority of his life and only had a few months to live. Cole wanted to assure his family would be financially stable after his death. He did not follow the doctor's orders. Instead, he went to the studio to record his final album, L-O-V-E, Love.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Cole was admitted into St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica on December 7th of 1964. And started cobalt therapy on December 10th. His condition began to worsen, although he was released from the hospital for New Year's. Cole received thousands of get well letters from friends, fans, and loved ones. He returned to the hospital soon after New Year's in 1965. Cole had been having an affair with actress and singer Gunulla Hunton, since early 1964. He sent her $5,000. Hunton called Cole's wife, Maria Hawkins, and asked her to divorce him. After a talk with his wife, Cole ended his relationship with Hunton. His illness allowed him and his wife to make amends. Cole promised that if he recovered, he would go on national television to urge people to stop smoking after experiencing the power it can have over the body.
Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
On January 25th, Cole's entire left lung was surgically removed. His father died of heart problems on February 1st. Throughout his battle with cancer, it was publicized that Cole was doing well and would be getting out of the hospital very soon. However, that was not the case. On Valentine's Day, Cole and his wife left the hospital to drive by the sea. With what would be their last night together, it was truly one to remember. The next day, Nat King Cole passed away at the hospital early in the morning on February 15th, 1965. He was 45 years old. His funeral was held 3 days later in Los Angeles, with over 400 people and thousands gathered outside. The eulogy was given by Jack Benny, who said, "Nat King Cole gave so much and still had so much to give. He gave it in song, in friendship to his fellow man, devotion to his family. He was a star, a tremendous success as an entertainer, an institution. But he was an even greater success as a man, a husband, a father, as a friend." His legacy still lives on. His final film, Cat's Ballou, was released a few months after his death. His Best Of album was a certified gold record in 1968. Cole was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1990. By 1991, Mosaic Records released the complete Capitol Records recordings of the Nat King Cole Trio, a compilation of 349 songs available as an 18 CD or a 27 LP set. Also in 1991, Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole, recorded a new vocal track that was mixed with her father's re-recording of his 1951 hit, Unforgettable, for a tribute album of the same name. As a star herself, Natalie Cole was able to bring back her father's voice in a new and fresh way, taking advantage of the new technology at the time. The song and the album won 7 Grammy Awards in 1992, including one for Best Album and Best Song.
Unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole was inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame and the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000 and the Latin Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2013. Cole's music can be heard today in movie soundtracks such as The Parent Trap, and of course, his voice will always live on in the holiday season with many hits to put you in the Christmas cheer. Although he lived a short life, he was able to accomplish more than many musicians of his time, a true legend who broke barriers for many artists to follow in his jazzy footsteps. Here's to the life and exceptional talents of Nat King Cole. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on social media at Black Dirt Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Keep listening for special hints about the next episode. Until then, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.
No, I don't want to jump.